Good morning. Thank you for calling Contour Mortgage. Hello?
Good morning. Who is this? Yes?
Hi. Is this Mr. Martin Moreno?
Who's speaking?
My name is Kenny, sir. Thank you for returning our call. We were calling on behalf of Contour Mortgage. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
That's great to know, Mr. Moreno. The reason of our call was regarding a credit pull you recently did for a mortgage transaction. We are one of the lenders. We just want to go ahead and present to you our numbers so you can compare them to your current offer. Mr. Moreno, were you looking around to purchase a home, refinance, or are you planning to cash out or loan?
Yeah, I was looking to purchase a home.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to my license agent, sir, so they can actually provide you those numbers. Keep in mind that this is with no obligation, and it will only take 3 minutes of your time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to transfer you over. I'm going to be on the line with you, and I will introduce you to the license agent, okay? So
okay.
If you have anything in specific, you let them know. Give me a second.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Contour. Will Manzi speaking. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Will. I have Mr. Martin Moreno on the other line that he wants to purchase.
Okay. Be happy
All right.
to help him.
You have his info?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. You guys have a nice day.
All right. Okay. Hello, Mr. Moreno.
Good morning, sir. How are you? How's everything?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I'm just returning a call, and I'm just concerned about how did you get my information, because I'm really concerned about that.
Sure. Yeah, I can explain that to you. So what happens is when you have your credit run for a mortgage transaction, the credit bureaus, they sell that information to other mortgage banks. So they'll let other mortgage banks know that you had your credit run. It's called a credit trigger. Now, they don't send us the credit, but they let us know that you had your credit run for a mortgage transaction. So that's what triggers us to call you to see if we can offer, make a better offer. At the end of the day, when you're shopping for a mortgage for a home, obviously one of the biggest transactions you'll ever do in your life, you want to make sure you're working with the right company and you're getting the best deal. So we just called to see if we can make a second offer to you, and which is in your best interest, obviously, to see what else is out there and what other banks might be able to offer you.
Well, that sounds good.
All right. So you're looking – now, right now you live in New Jersey, Princeton?
No, I'm looking in – I live in the Bronx.
Oh, you live in the Bronx. All right.
Yes.
And your name is Martin Moreno, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. I'm going to just make sure I have some of the correct information here. 646-318-0469 is your best phone number?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And – where are you living now? Are you renting? I know you said you live in the Bronx, but are you renting? Do you own a home?
I own a house in the Bronx, yes. I live in the Bronx.
Oh, you own a home. Okay. So, and just want to give you a little bit of background on me and my company. My name is Will. My last name is Manzi. The name of the company is Contour Mortgage. We've been in business in New York for over 30 years now. Not sure if you've heard of us, maybe, maybe not, but I'm right here on Long Island, not too far from you. If you ever wanted to meet face to face, we can do that as well. I know a lot of people like to, to look somebody in the eye when they're doing business with them. So if you ever wanted to come meet me, we can arrange something to do that. Okay. And we know the area, as good or as better than anybody. So, what is the address of the home in the Bronx?
It is 578 Leland Avenue, Bronx, New York.
What was that? Leland Avenue, you said?
Leland, L-A-L-E-L-A-N-D ND, Leland.
Leland Avenue, NF Bronx. What's the zip code?
It is 10473. Let me ask you a question. Are you guys willing to give me like a pre-approval or something like that? Because that's what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm working towards doing, right? I can't give you a pre-approval though without, you know, getting information from you, right? I need to know your whole situation. I'm trying to pre-approve you, right? So I need to know all about you. So that's what I'm gonna, if you don't mind, it's probably only take us about 5-10 minutes. I can get all that information, and then I could work on, you know, getting you pre-approved and sending you a pre-approval letter.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So I'm sorry, what was that zip code again?
10473.
473. Okay. Now, so the property you're looking to buy, is that going to be an investment property?
Yes.
Okay. And are you looking for like a 2-4 unit or a single family? What type of property?
A
2 unit. Okay. Do you have a property in mind right now, or are you just still looking?
I have one in mind, but right now I need a pre-approval.
Right now what?
Right now I need a pre-approval. Right now I was just talking to two other lenders, so actually they don't mind as well. So I don't know if this is something we can do for me, like when is the next week?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit on me. Are you in a bad spot with your cell phone? Can you hear me? You know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to try.
That?
Yeah, I can. Actually, I can hear you a lot better. I'm sorry. So what were you saying again? Can you go back a little bit and just refresh what you were saying?
I just finished talking to two of the lenders. Actually, they're in Long Island as well. So I'm
okay.
Just shopping around right now.
Understood. I'll give you a couple of things, right? So I'm going on my 26th year doing this, okay? So I have a lot of experience, okay? My company, like I said, is 30-plus years on Long Island, okay? Very few lenders can say that. Right. This is what we do. We're very good at it. I think I'm very good at what I do. Okay. I separate myself from the competition by giving you unbelievable service. So, you know, if you need me, which a lot of clients do at night or on the weekend, I'm the type of guy that's always available. Okay. And if I'm not available, I get back to you very shortly. Okay. I work for you, and I bust my butt to make sure your deal gets done, okay? And we're going to try to get you the best deal available. One other thing that we do that I think separates us from the competition is, you know, we offer a lot of different programs that other lenders don't, okay? I don't know if you're familiar with a 2-1 buy down. Or if anyone brought that up to you, is that something that you heard of?
Yes, I did. Let me ask you a question. Can you can we make an appointment for sometime next week, Wednesday?
Yeah, sure. You want to come in and meet face to face?
Yes, because like I tell you, I'm shopping around, so I have like two other appointments in Long Island as well on that day on Wednesday. So that way I can, like, pick the best offer or whatever, to see what's on the market.
Of course. Yeah, no, that works. What time would work for you?
Well, in the morning, like around 11, 12 o'clock.
Okay, so between 11 and 12. On Wednesday. You talk about this Wednesday or next Wednesday?
No, not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Oh, Next Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you're looking for about $500,000, right?
Around there.
Okay. How much were you prepared to put down as a down payment?
I don't know. I'm looking for to put down a big down payment, but again, it is all depend on the deal that you guys are giving me, because I cannot tell
well,
you
yeah,
exactly.
So, well, when you're talking about an investment property, okay, unless you have – so investment properties are going to require a minimum of a 20% down, right? Everybody. Everyone's going to be in that same area, right?
I'm aware of that.
So you're going to have to – yes. Now, a lot of lenders are going to tell you 25% down. We can definitely do 20% down if your credit's good. Okay? So that is a possibility. But outside of that, it's very hard to get anything less than that on an investment property. Okay? I just want to be straight with you.
No. That's good.
All right. Good. So you would have at least 20%. That's good. And what do you do for a living, Martin?
Listen, I'm in the middle of something. Yes, yeah, I don't know if it's possible for you to send me your information so we can meet like on Wednesday, because I'm in about
sure.
to go out to work.
I understand. What's your email address?
It is M, as in Martin, Moreno.
I'm sorry, what was that? M Moreno.
0131@gmail.com.
All right, 0131@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct, yes.
I'm going to send you an email with all my contact information, and let's definitely set up an appointment. You're 11.
Yes.
So let's come up with a time on Wednesday between 11 and 12. I'd be happy to meet with you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, bring your W-2s and pay stubs. You know, we'll talk more, but I'm saying I'll tell you what to bring on Wednesday, okay? That way we have the exact information we need, okay?
All right.
All right, Martin. It's a pleasure speaking with you. And I'm going to send you that email now and just reply back and let me know if it's a go, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.